Luke.
Hello.
Yay, I gotcha. I heard you were at home with some grandkids, so I thought I might get an opportunity to talk to you.
Yeah, they're making a gingerbread house right now.
Yeah, I gotcha.
Oh, that's so fun.
Yeah, they're little mini ones, but it's enough, then they can eat it.
Hey, you don't get to eat them until we take pictures, so just wait.
Yeah, no eating them. Well, I'll keep it real brief. I'm going to send you over just some, I took some photos and some pictures of that 20 carat that we got in that's really, really rare, and content that is with, like, in a couple of different kind of social media aspects, and I even created, like, little taglines, like, Charlie's going from zero to hero, because it was like a superhero costume.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Charlie was our elf, you know? So I've been coming up with this concept, because I remember when you did those Santa gifts where people could, like, during COVID, I think it was like 2020 or 2021 maybe, and they were like, you could spin and try, it was like a scratch-off almost. But it was like a virtual one through JewelX or one of those companies in RJO.
Oh, yeah, Finding Santa.
Yeah, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. Well, I felt like that year, the people that used that after running through, like, old numbers, because with less accounts, I'm able to, like, dive deep into everybody's numbers a little bit more and kind of figure out a little bit more accurately kind of what to put in, what not to put in, when things sell, when they don't sell kind of thing. So when I was going into, like, old year's numbers and trying to figure out how to get to, like, different things. Sorry, I have a Pomeranian that's literally being, like, mangled right now because of the puppy, because she has her toy. And she's just really upset and butthurt about it. No, back to my original thought. It was because of those little things, because you would start them right after the holidays, and what other way to do it would be to, like, create a more of an experience-based profile with getting your own elf in the shelf in both stores. You can also create some sort of, when you're doing your ladies' night or your walk in the village concept, you could totally do, like, a Toys for Tot event, and your elf's name, my name's is Charlie, but you can say Charlie the Elf is checking his list and going back and forth with Santa, and then also create a campaign and have me take photos in my office next year, start doing it right after Thanksgiving, so it kind of gets people thinking, you know, more about Christmas gifts earlier than the first snow of the season.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I have a ton of the pictures, but then I also took a lot of photos with, like, you know how Matt really likes all those old rocks, and I went looking through some of it, and there's, like, really old perforated wood that he has. So I took a picture of that 20 carat FSI2 that we have right on top of it, and did, like, an idea or a theme based on natural diamonds and rarity, heirloom, nature, and all that kind of stuff. I want some, too.
They're having a Dr. Pepper split.
This year we're actually doing nursing home residents.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You should look at my recent post on Facebook. Sammy made a cool diamond tree.
Oh, really? That's fun.
Yeah, she did a really good job with a nice, we've kind of been doing a lot of green, so she did a green bow and kind of white with green accent for, like, 12 days of Christmas and stuff. But it's cool. Our post, when you see the tree, and then look at the next one, and it shows the nursing home residents and what they want.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
I'll have to go look at that then. I made a little, like, fake pine cone tree to take into the office to leave there that you'll see in the photos I'm sending over right now.
You know what?
I love the idea of a green, and aren't you, like, mostly pink, too? Because I always associate you with pink. So.
Well, she was wearing a lot of pink, but for the Christmas, kind of paint the walls in Mankato green.
Yeah. Well, I thought, like, the whole Wicked thing, and you were playing on that concept, which is so smart, too.
I know. We should. We'll probably do it after Christmas, though. I don't know.
Yeah, like when they're releasing it out of the theaters, maybe on like DVD for everybody to download and buy, maybe would be a good time. Because everybody
right.
will be, everybody's thinking and talking about it right now already, you know?
Yeah, I know. I wanted to do it sooner, but I didn't think everyone would catch on.
Yeah, that's true.
You know?
But I
like, it was ahead of it, and I don't think they would catch the pink and green, but now they would. Yeah.
Well, because I think it's because now it's, oh, shoot, where did the other... I'm trying to text you at the same time, and I'm not doing a very good job.
Grandma, Ripley doesn't want peppermint.
Grandma. Ripley doesn't want the peppermint, Grandma.
Where's peppermint?
Right here.
You don't want Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, she wanted
it. It's like, Ripley, it's like root beer. Did you try it?
Oh, my gosh. That's like, it's like sugar.
You don't have to have pop. That's just fine. Do you want juice?
Okay. That's so funny.
No. No, you have enough pop. You guys are going to be wired. When do you have hockey? Oh, a couple hours. Okay.
I was going to say, usually my kids would always get real quiet after that, so you might want to go with that route.
They got quiet after sugar?
Yeah, they would always fall asleep.
What?
I don't know why, but they did. It's weird,
huh.
Right?
Yeah, these guys get wired.
All right,
Ripley,
I just sent
this
you
one, like,
I just sent you some of the posts, the social media blurbs that I'm trying to, like, come up with and taglines for people to, like, use if you wanted to. And then it kind of aligns a little bit with overall the look of the pictures and such. But I know you're with your grandbabies, so I can let you go.
Oh, they're just sleeping. Yeah. So you sent it in email?
No, I sent it to your phone. So on the number you're talking on, that's why I know you're probably going to have to get off or download because it's like the I had to send it in an iCloud form because it's like a lot of pictures all together. But you'll see, like I put Herkimer, like you know I went to Herkimer, but I used to always get those Herkimer diamonds and I took one of them that has like a rare Herkimer diamond. And then I took this little, like, irradiated glass.
No, you don't need any more candy. You have a ton of candy right now.
Oh, boy.
What's
all right,
candy
Jules,
bowl?
I will let you go. I'll talk to you.
She goes up to your candy bowl in the dining room and grabs more. I'm like, no, that's enough candy on your... They got Skittles. They got all the candies on their thing. Like,
oh, yeah.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's see. I'll see if I can peek at that. Oh, yeah.
I have more pictures coming right now. I'm trying to get them all and download them in a different
mm-hmm.
way so it's not taking so darn long.
Oh, looks like you might have. Oh, shit. What did I do with them?
It's
oh,
like downloaded to iCloud. For, and so
yeah,
like
I was like, where the hell? I clicked on it, and it, like, disappeared.
Mm-hmm. I just sent, like, another bunch. It's probably going to take just as long and forever, but.
Hey, that's enough. No more candy.
I tried playing on a little, like, nature with succulents, too, by the way.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I feel like it could really, and with, like, just different colored rocks and amethysts and, like, dream amethysts. There's a dream amethyst background in one of them, but then there's also, like, pink quartz in one of them.
Cool.
Excuse me. And then there's just some, like, I opened up a geode that had amethyst in the inside of it and laid it inside one of those. I figured you could jazz it up, and then if you wanted to use any of the taglines, you're more than welcome to do that, too.
Yeah.
So let me know what you think when you get a chance, because it's a lot of info, but if you want
to
use that.
They're trying to download.
I know. It's probably going to, it's probably, I know it took forever for one of my other jewelers that I just gave it to, oh, Numi, and it was because it was this way, and I was like, oh, shoot, it's probably going to be.
I got the first group.
Oh, you did? Okay, good.
Yep. So I can see them. Yeah, those are good. They're good photos.
Yeah, okay, good. Do you, like, it's, so I've been deep diving in, like, social media. I know Aaliyah just did a blurb on it, and I kind of learned a little bit about, like, how to effectively, like, for instance, like, jewelers or any business is going to put out, like, any sales they're having or anything they're doing in that perspective, right? But it's, like, it's good to show what you have in the store, but almost like the same concept of creating an experience when somebody's buying an engagement ring in your store and doing, like, extra things for them, the same concept kind of plays in this aspect as well. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I also don't think, like, everybody has clients that might not have, you know, that much money to buy. So if you keep it very genuine, like in a general, like, phrasing and just say, you know, like the way I positioned it. So number one, the integrity of diamonds, if you did have somebody, is not going to be lost just because every jeweler is going to put it, like, mark it up to 1.3 to 1.7, and it's all going to be very different. So your client's going to get upset when they see the same stone listed at all different prices. Even though
yeah.
you have the stone, it's still going to put everybody in a tough spot, right? That
yeah.
being said, I mean, you can get a lot of other big diamond calls and natural diamond calls just by putting it out there. God forbid, what if a Minnesota Viking saw something along the way that said something about a 40 carat and he walked in and he wanted it? I would be getting it for you. You'd be bringing them to us. I'd pay for the flight.
Yeah. Right?
But even if it wasn't the 20 carat jewels, it could be a 10 carat. It could be an 8 carat. Just the
mm-hmm.
fact that you're able to say, I can produce this is enough said. I think it's, and no other jeweler in your area is going to have any of this content because I'm the only one that has it. And it
yeah, right?
I mean, I had to pass it off through Mike, but only so that he could, you know, make sure that
Charlotte, get out.
The right kind of, you know, what he wanted.
Well,
it
go
to
in
say.
The other one or go upstairs. Clayton's in the bathroom.
Oh, and she's just, oh, gotcha. Oh, no, no. Gotcha. Well,
she's
let me let you go.
Taking a bath, which is stupid to do when the kids are all here, and he didn't lock the door, like, dummy.
Yeah, but you know what? Maybe his body is just feeling a little achy-pakey, and he needed just a little
yeah.
pain. We're getting that
yeah,
new internet in my area right now, and, like, they're all over in my side yard and front yard. Like, you know,
oh.
the underwire one that is supposed to be so much better and stronger, and what is it called?
Yeah.
Green light or something like that it's called. At least in our area it's called green light. But the dogs are going absolutely apeshit all day long because they're out. And I'm not even in the front of the house anymore. I'm in, like, the back office in the back of the house. It's so crazy.
Rapley.
Well, go get your – I'm going to go shut the curtains in the front so that they stop barking and interrupting my lovely day. And if you could text me – I know you – they said you took the diamonds with you. So if you want to text me that number, if you can, that would be awesome. Because if they haven't arrived yet, and if they're off going back and forth in these distributing centers like they have been
No,
doing,
we haven't sent it.
Oh, you didn't get it out?
No, no.
Oh, gotcha. Can we do that?
Yeah, I think I can get it out today. Ripley, stop whining.
She's been crabby
Uh-oh.
Today.
Oh, is there an earache or any infection?
No, she's got actually she kind of split her lip. It got dry. It didn't look that dry, but I gave her chapstick.
Hey,
Aww.
That's Hans, leave her alone.
Oh,
come
I'll
on.
Let you go. Go get your baby.
Come on. Can I go?
Aw, poor Ripley. It's okay, Rip.
Yeah, I don't want to talk.
They're being mean to you.
No, no. I'll let you go, Jules. I'll talk to you later. Bye.